Oklahoma's Pork Council inducting their former executive director, Roy Lee Lindsay, into their Hall of Fame at the annual Oklahoma Pork Congress. Several leaders of agriculture there, including Oklahoma State Secretary of Agriculture, Blaine Arthur, Executive Vice President Michael Kelsey, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, and Director of Public Policy for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Steve Thompson. We talked to them about the impact that Roy Lee's had on Oklahoma agriculture.
You know, there's no question that there's no one more deserving of that award, Ron, than Roy Lee. Roy Lee and I have known each other for a long time, had a chance to work together over several years. But, you know, I think my time getting the chance to work with Roy last year and probably the most unique and frustrating situations, always available, always putting the pork industry at the top of his priority list and how he could help them be successful and navigate through challenging situations. He's incredibly deserving and certainly a champion for the pork industry, but really just for the ag industry in general.
Of course, you look back to that conversation we had over 777. He was in a lot of ways the face of a lot of our positive things being said about agriculture.
There is no doubt, and that's the thing that we were always so proud of, I think, as ag group members, is when Roy Lee was in front of a TV camera, if he was visiting with you, if he was in the newspaper, he was always speaking very accurately about the industry, but always speaking as a champion for the industry as well, and really passionate about ag and all the things that we all are, but does an excellent job of articulating that and works incredibly hard to keep ag moving forward.
Michael, yes. Obviously you've worked with Roy Lee for a bunch of years, yes. Hall of Fame award by the Pork Council. Of course, he's back from North Carolina for a day or so. Your thoughts about this award and then you're working with him.
Well, so well deserved. I mean, Roy Lee, I had forgotten it was 22 years that he'd been with the Pork Council. And I remember when I was with the Beef Council, I had an opportunity to work with him kind of in a, you know, we compete, if you will, pork and beef, but we're all on the same team from the big picture standpoint, and then having an opportunity to work with him as cattleman's exec and Pork Council exec, and we're really on the same team when it comes to rural Oklahoma agriculture, especially animal agriculture. Just a joy to work with him. I got to tell you, when he announced, and I remember exactly where we were when he told us that he was taking that job, and I was like, "You're kidding." I mean, you can't do that. You can't leave. You're part of, you're one of us, you know. But thrilled for him because it's great for his career. And so, just such a great leader and really kind of a glue to draw us together, to bring us together on tough issues. Say, hey guys, let's work together. Let's figure out how to. And he had such a good insight as well. Just an acumen of not only politics but people. And what makes things click and areas to avoid and so forth. Very well deserved. Really honored for me to be here to see him receive that.
Steve Thompson, Farm Bureau.
It's such a tremendously fitting honor to see him up on the stage today receiving that award. Really filled a gap that we weren't able to do whenever he moved to North Carolina because of all the frustrations everybody had with COVID and the restrictions. And so just really happy that the Pork Council and the state could do that for him today. And personally, you know, he was such a leader within our industry at the state capitol and around the state that he's a guy that could guide you on politics and policy, and we know sometimes those are two different subjects, and in agriculture and how we work within, you know, an urban society. And I've learned so much from Roy Lee over the years that was tremendously sad to see him go, but we're excited for the future both for him in North Carolina and for the Oklahoma Pork Council here, and to have this occasion to kind of mark that legacy that he's left over 22 years was just tremendously fitting, and makes you proud to have the chance to support a guy like that in a tremendous industry in the state like the Oklahoma pork industry.
Steve Thompson, Michael Kelsey, Blaine Arthur talking about Roy Lee Lindsay being inducted into the Oklahoma Pork Producers Hall of Fame. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.